This is Deep Dive into Joy, and I'm your host, Gina Rickner.
Hey, Joy listeners, it's your host, Gina. Welcome to Deep Dive into Joy. Today, we talk about what the Bible says about generational trauma and curses, how you can find joy after walking through it. Today, I have with me my sister, Ashley Sable. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
What did you bring for your favorite drink today?
Today, I have a pink lemonade Spindrift, which is a seltzer water.
Okay, so obviously we've known each other since your birth. You're my sister. You're not just my family, but my best friend. You have been by my side through so much. All of our family's heartache, my cancer journey, the good, the bad, the ugly. You are my ride or die. Ashley works for Ryan Realty. She's a wife and a wonderful mom. Sis, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for taking time to come on today.
Thank you.
Okay, I want to take a look at some things in the Bible before you share your journey with generational trauma. In Exodus 25, it states, "You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me." This is also repeated in Exodus 34:7, Numbers 14:18, and Deuteronomy 5:9. Even though most of this is stated in the Old Testament, it still applies to us today. I know that alcoholism is big, one that we face in our family. It was passed down from my pap's side of the family. But there's also sexual abuse, rebellion, stealing, cheating, having babies at a young age, absent fathers, verbal abuse, and more that has been passed down. Ashley, go ahead with your journey.
We are embarking on a journey of hope and healing today as we explore the topic of breaking free from generational trauma through the unwavering love and power of Jesus. So think for a moment about the branches of a tree. When they reach out, they are influenced by the trunk and the roots below. In a similar way, our lives can be deeply shaped by these experiences, patterns, and wounds of those who came before us, our parents, grandparents, and beyond. These can manifest as negative beliefs, unhealthy relationship patterns, or even cycles of addiction and abuse. We call this generational trauma. Now, as Christians, we know that we are a new creation in Christ, as it tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17. We have been adopted into God's family, a lineage defined by grace and redemption. But even in this new identity, the echoes of the past can still resonate within us. The good news? Through the transformative power of the gospel, we are not destined to repeat the cycles of the past, and we can, by God's grace, break free and cultivate a legacy of healing and wholeness for ourselves and for generations to come. So we're going to explore some key principles rooted in our faith that can guide us on this path. First, we are going to be recognizing and acknowledging. The first step towards healing is often acknowledging that these patterns exist. It takes courage to look honestly at our family history and identify the wounds that have may have been passed down. This isn't about blame. It's about gaining understanding. Scripture encourages us to test everything and hold fast to what is good. This includes honestly examining the influences that have shaped us. Perhaps you notice reoccurring themes of anxiety, anger, or difficulty with intimacy in your family. Maybe there's a history of broken relationships or a tendency towards self-sabotage. Pray for discernment and ask God to reveal any areas where generational patterns might be affecting your life. Journaling, talking to a trusted Christian counselor, or even having an open conversation with family members can be helpful in this process. Secondly, seeking God's healing and forgiveness. The ultimate source of healing is found in Jesus Christ. His sacrifice on the cross broke the power of sin and death, and through him, we find forgiveness and the promise of restoration. We are called to confess our sins and the sins of our ancestors, not in a spirit of guilt and condemnation, but in humble recognition of our need for God's grace. Think of the many instances in the Bible where God's people acknowledged the sins of their forefathers. This wasn't about dwelling in the past, but about acknowledging the impact of those sins and seeking God's mercy and a fresh start. We can pray for healing, not only for ourselves, but also for the healing of our family line, asking God to break the chains of unhealthy patterns. Thirdly, renewing our minds with truth. Generational trauma often plants seeds of lies and negative beliefs within us. To break free, we must actively replace these lies with the truth of God's word. Romans 12:2 calls us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. This means intentionally studying scripture, meditating on its promises, and speaking God's truth over ourselves and our families. When negative thoughts arise that echo past hurts or unhealthy patterns, we can actively counter them with verses that speak of God's love, our worth in Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit within us. For example, if you struggle with feelings of inadequacy passed down through generations, you can declare Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Fourthly, forgiving and releasing. Holding on to bitterness and resentment towards those who may have contributed to the generational wounds only keep us bound to the past. Forgiveness, as difficult as it can be, is a crucial step towards freedom. Jesus himself taught us to forgive as we have been forgiven, as it tells us in Matthew 6:14 through 15. Forgiveness doesn't excuse the past actions, but it releases us from the emotional and spiritual bondage of anger and resentment. It's an act of obedience and a step towards our own healing. Pray for the grace to forgive, even if you don't feel it immediately. Ask God to help release the pain and entrust the past to His loving care. Fifthly, building healthy patterns and boundaries. Breaking generational trauma requires intentional effort to establish new healthy patterns in our lives and relationships. This might involve setting healthy boundaries, learning effective communication skills, seeking wise counsel, and prioritizing our mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. As Christians, we are called to love our neighbors as ourselves, as it says in Mark 12:31. And this includes setting healthy boundaries that protect our well-being and honor God's design for healthy relationships. We can learn from the wisdom found in Proverbs about building strong foundations and cultivating healthy habits. Lastly, embracing the power of the Holy Spirit. We are not alone in this journey. The Holy Spirit, the helper promised by Jesus, empowers us to break free from the chains of the past and live in the fullness of God's grace. He provides guidance, comfort, strength, and the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, as it states in Galatians 5:22 through 23, which are essential in healing and building healthy relationships. Lean on the Holy Spirit through prayer, spending time in God's presence, and seeking fellowship with other believers who can offer support and encouragement. Breaking generational trauma is not a quick fix. It's a journey of faith, healing, and intentionality. It requires courage, vulnerability, and a deep reliance on God's grace. But take heart, dear listeners. Through Christ, we have been given everything we need to overcome the patterns of the past and step into a future filled with hope, healing, and the abundant life God has promised us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today acknowledging the impact of the past on our lives and the lives of our families. We ask for your healing touch on the wounds that have been passed down through generations. Grant us the courage to see the truth, the grace to forgive, and the wisdom to build new, healthy patterns rooted in your love. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, empowering us to break free from the chains of the past and walk in freedom you have purchased for us through your Son, Jesus. May we be agents of healing and wholeness in our families and leave a legacy of love and redemption for generations to come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That was good. I will end by saying that there is balance. God also makes this clear in Ezekiel 18:20. The one who sins is the one who will die. The child will not share the guilt of the parent, nor will the parent share the guilt of the child. This passage is crucial because God emphasizes personal responsibility. Even though the consequences, like broken families, trauma, or poverty, can be passed down, guilt and punishment are not automatically inherited. If we look at Galatians 3:13, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. Through Jesus, believers are freed from all curses, including generational ones. Faith in Christ breaks cycles of spiritual bondage. Deliverance, repentance, and healing are all possible through him. I know I discovered this personally through my cancer journey. I knew immediately that not only did I need a good medical team, but I needed to be delivered and spiritually healed. My soul was fragmented and I needed it put back together in order to heal every aspect of my life and my body. So, what does this mean practically? Patterns such as addiction, abuse, or anger can feel like generational curses, but scripture shows us these are broken through repentance, faith, and transformation. The Bible supports freedom in Christ, not being bound to ancestral sin. Spiritual healing often involves identifying patterns, renouncing them, and walking in grace and truth. I would personally add that once you do this, find a community that will uphold you in this grace and truth and help you through life. We pause this episode to bring to you Bum Roll. Are you risking it all every time you sit down? Some toilet papers are full of chemicals that your cheeks did not sign up for. Introducing Bum Roll, the non-toxic toilet paper that's gentle, safe, and won't turn your backside into a science experiment. It's like a spa day for my booty. Bum Roll is made in the USA with imported materials, crafted by Americans for all Americans. Each roll is recycled, soft, and strong with 400 sheets. Bum Roll creates manufacturing jobs in California, supporting local communities. They also reinvest in the environment by donating to plant native trees across the USA. This toilet paper is whitened with hydrogen peroxide. It's perfume, plastic wrap, and chlorine-free, made with recycled product. Bet you didn't know you're wiping your bums with chemicals. Go to joinbumroll.com and use my code Gina. That's all uppercase G-I-N-A. Bumroll, the toilet paper your bum needs. Okay, so I have a couple questions for you. How are you breaking generational curses with your kids?
I am learning to identify how I felt as a child, and I know well enough that I don't want my children to feel the way that I have felt when I was little. And so I just lean on God for guidance in parenting and know that I can do better.
Okay, and what legacy would you like to leave behind for your kids, whether it's through your job or just everyday life?
I would like to leave the legacy of soft-heartedness.
And how do you find joy in everyday life?
Through nature. So birds, butterflies, trees, even a rainbow just gives me so much joy.
Okay, I just want to thank you again for coming on today, but let's end this episode with our favorite Bible verse. Today, mine comes from 2 Corinthians 5:17, and it says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here." Ashley, what's your favorite verse?
My favorite verse is 1 Corinthians 16:14, which states to let all that you do be done in love.
We just want to thank you guys for listening in today. I hope you enjoyed the conversation. If you found this interesting or want to share it with somebody, please share the show and like it. You can also follow. It'll give you updated ones whenever I send out new ones, but I would really appreciate it. It also helps us spread the word of Jesus. So, as always, go out and find the joy today. Bye, friends.